Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 136 of your Overseas Connection. We are the official podcast of the G4TE.com community. That's gaming for the elderly. And today is October 4th, 2011. I would be your host, Gamertag Murphy's Law, and full name, Greg DeLacy. What do you think of that, about that, Mr. Michael Chin?
Yeah, it was all right. It was all right.
We could redo it.
Nah, fuck it.
Okay, we'll roll.
Whatever. Sorry, Gamertag Chin Chinny, and that's all I'm going to give you today. Hey, my real name's Mike Chin, not Michael Chin. I'm not going to get angsty about it, but whatever.
It is kind of funny. I think you've told me this now, at least 10 times.
Just, it's not a big issue, Greg, but if you say it again, I'll have to kill you. That's all.
Okay.
And then that'll be the end of your issue. No issue then, is there?
You do have my address now, so you technically could track me down.
I'm outside, Greg.
Damn it.
Look tired, Greg.
That's amazing, Mike, because I am beat tired. We'll get into that in a little bit.
That's a nice blue T-shirt you've got on, Greg.
It's broken. Yeah, we're in red today.
Mm.
Yeah.
With a shot.
Now that we've gotten past my wardrobe and my state of being, let's invite Mr. Christopher Matthew to the table.
Well, if Mike's only giving you his gamer tag, then I am only giving you my middle name, which is Paul. Hi, everybody.
It all makes sense now.
CPM. Got it.
Yep. It's craziness. I don't know where to go from there. I mean, middle names, wardrobes.
This is a strange coincidence, Greg. I am also wearing a red shirt.
Yes, and even stranger.
Really?
Even stranger, Chris. My middle name? Paul.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Guess what my middle name is, and guess what I'm wearing.
It's not
your middle name is Josephine, and you're wearing sandals.
I don't have a middle name, and I've got a white shirt on.
Mm. So craziness.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I don't feel like I'm a member now.
That's okay, Mike, because I think
it's like
if you
school
go outside,
again.
If you look up at the moon and I look up at the moon, uh-huh. It's probably the same moon, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think it is. I read this book once when the Earth is flat, so I don't know. Anyway, why are we here, Greg?
Chris and I are getting matching members-only jackets, and if you want to be part of the cool club, Mike, you will get one too.
Forget members only, dude. That's like 3 years ago. I got my Michael Jackson zipper beat it jacket.
Nice.
Awesome. So one person.
It's going to be a long show, Greg.
It might be. Not joining us, Richard Primrose. We honestly do not know where he is. He made an attempt to fill out his notes for the show. Actually, you know what he was playing. You know, we know what he's been playing.
Maybe that's him being on the show. So I just read out my notes.
Yeah. So mysteriously absent, what can you do? The show goes on. That's the way it works. The show goes on.
I hope it doesn't go on when I'm not here. I hope it all.
The show must go on. I think someone said.
Yes, the show must go on. And in fact, Mike, in a few weeks' time. You are going to be manning the helm again.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You sprung that one on me, didn't you?
You like how I did that?
I was like, what am I doing? Like, what? 3 weeks, 3 weeks, what am I doing? I don't know. Sweet. All right. Crazy show.
Later. Yes, it'll be actually a better show. But for now, let's dive into what we've been playing.
What you've been playing? What you've been playing?
All right, so what we've been playing, Mike, why don't we start off with you?
Gears of War, done.
Gears of War,
no.
Done.
I've not played a lot this week, played a little bit of Gears of War. I played with my nephew and my brother in the same game, and then Chris joined us, the very, ooh, you know, Christopher Paul Matthew joined us, and he said, holy crap, that's a lot of chins. Because we're all called cheating in some form or way.
I was going to ask about that because I saw a group of chinnies, no chinny 1985 in there, but a chinny 1979 and then a chinny 1999.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, 98. 98? Yeah, George. Little George. So, my brother, he's obsessed with that game.
It's a good game to be obsessed with.
You spoke to my brother, Chris. He knows a lot about the Horde mode.
He does. He does.
God, he's obsessed with it. He's trying to get 100% achievements on it. I don't know. But, like, my brother, with games, like, my brother, he's the person who got me into gaming, so he's a big gamer. But he obviously, you know, he's got 3 kids and 2 dogs and apparently a wife who needs some attention as well. And I don't know. All right. So, like, he doesn't play games as often as he'd like, but he loves Gears of War. Like, he absolutely adores Gears of War. Right. So he did say when it came out, he's just going to absolutely nail it. He just wants to do everything on it. And he's an achievement whore when he wants to be. You know, like, he really does, like, just grind achievements out. He doesn't care.
Okay.
But for some reason, like, every now and again, a game will crop up where it'll surprise me, but he'll become obsessed with it. Like, Fallout 3, like, he watched me play it for 10 minutes, and he went, this is really good. Like, I had no idea that he would like it. Like, I didn't really think he would. And he's like, wow, this looks... I'm gonna get, and then he just obsessed with it. Like, he just would not put it down. So he's when he gets onto a game, he's mad on it, but he doesn't play much. So yeah, I mean, and Gears of War, I played Horde mode, and Horde mode is great,
right.
But I have no idea what I'm doing because, like, I'll get into a game with Pete and George, and they've been playing it so much, and it's like my brother's like, right, okay, now build this, go here, go to the top, and turn around 3 times, build a barrier, repair it. Well, I don't know what button is repair, Greg. I have no idea. Right, and he's like, repair. Come on, what are you? Reload the turret. You get manifestation. What are you talking about? I have no. Okay, I'm out. That's it. Like, I didn't know what they was talking about, so I couldn't really, like, learn anything. I just had to just hit the ground running. But eventually, you know, you get it.
Yeah.
But they've already worked out the best way to hide, the best place to hide out, and, you know, so it was all, it kind of felt like everything was done for me. All I had to do was, you know, shoot. Like, I felt like a true,
well, if you would like, you know, a vastly, yeah, if you want a vastly different experience, one where you feel like nothing has been mapped out and there's just complete anarchy and chaos, play mm-hmm. Horde with me.
Okay. I still haven't, I have been very loyal to my best friend, Marshy. So I know you think I love him, which I do. But I'm playing the campaign of Gears of War 3 with Marsh. Marsh is away because he's looking, this is true,
right.
He's looking after the Sultan of Brunei. That's his job.
I don't know how important or unimportant that is.
He's one of the richest men in the world.
Okay. Well,
so,
I suppose that's kind of important.
But he's looking after his house, right? And not just him. He's like, you know, other people's security and stuff, right? But, like, he's only been there, like, 3 times in his life, I think, in London. So I don't know what they're doing over there. Anyway, he doesn't come back till Sunday, right? So I obviously can't play Xbox until he comes back. So
you've been avoiding every spoiler possible for the story.
I can't wait to find out when Marcus kisses Dom.
It is a touching love scene. I was quite surprised by it, but...
I mean, luckily, I got to Act 5, and there had already been quite a lot of story thing elements going on. So I've just got to... Well, I've just finished the Yellow Submarine part.
Okay.
And so I haven't really got much to say. Anyway, that's it.
I hated that part.
Like, wasn't great.
The whole campaign was awesome, except that bit.
I didn't really enjoy it too much. It looked nice, but
it did look nice. It was one of the better underwater looking levels, but it was. It was just a rails turret shooting, moment.
Nothing special.
Yeah,
there's other levels that are better.
I suppose we could have said spoilers there. Sorry for those that haven't got to that point.
There's a fucking underwater level. Get over it. Don't worry, there are bigger spoilers in that game than that.
Okay.
Like Marcus kissing Dom.
So, Gears of War 3, and nothing else?
No, I don't think so. It's been a while since I switched it on, to be honest, but I don't think that's it.
You've been actually, like, working. It's craziness.
I know. Oh, my God. This is the thing, right? Not only am I setting a business up there now, Greg, right, I'm setting up 2.
You are really just overstretching your boundaries.
Yeah. So Yeah, no. My second business is playing Xbox a lot. No, it's not. I wish it was.
The second business is the porn site. That'll take care of itself relatively
quickly. Exactly, yeah. I mean, that's recurring income. That's what they tell you. Recurring income. Make sure you get recurring.
Yep, need it.
So, porn, everybody needs to masturbate.
All right. Speaking of somebody who needs to masturbate. Nah, I won't go there, Chris.
Really, Greg?
Yeah, I know. I was going
to. Oh, you were going to. I thought you were going to talk about that Richard Primrose, wasn't
no,
here.
No, actually, I'm referring to myself. Yeah, no. I can't even say that.
We should back up and start again.
We could. But we won't. Let's march forward, Chris. What have you been playing?
I thought you said you were going.
I'm going to make you go.
All right, fine. You're the host, I guess. What have I been playing? I've been playing Gears of War 3. So I've made it to Wave 50 of Horde Mode on Hardcore difficulty and Insane difficulty, but only by jumping into other people's games. So I still have to do, like, the rest of the beginning waves. I've done, like, 35 on or something.
Okay. Now, does Insane truly live up to Insane?
Well, it is in the fact that you cannot stick your head out for more than about half a second.
Nope.
But there are the unlocks that you can get, right? Like the
mutators.
The mutators. And they make it, they make it doable.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the one where – the one that I find the most useful is if you get a perfectly timed active reload, you get a huge damage boost on your next magazine.
Okay.
And so that makes the beasties in Insane difficulty go down within a reasonable amount of shooting. So that's pretty cool. There's also an unlimited ammo one, which is very helpful when you're trying to save money for fortifications.
Yeah.
So those were the two that I found the most useful. And then there's another one called Insta-Jib where a melee hit will kill any enemy immediately.
Okay.
And that's helpful for, like, the boss waves when, like, the berserker shows up. You just kind of have to wait for the berserker to get up to you and then melee him, and they're dead. It's kind of anticlimactic, but it works.
Yeah, no kidding.
Better than trying to find a Hammer of Dawn or something.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, done that. It was fun. Played some more Beast Mode. I think you got in on the game. We were playing some Beast Mode. That was good fun.
Beast Mode is surprisingly fun. I think the only thing I wish is that it was longer. 12 waves feels short compared to the regular Horde Mode.
I think it's because when you're playing as the Gears against the Horde, there's a lot of variety they can throw at you. Whereas when you're playing as the Horde against the Gears, you know, whether you're killing Marcus or Dom is really the same.
True.
So.
All right.
That's my thought process anyway.
It's not a bad thought process, Chris. It's not bad at all. Hey, tell me a little something about My Sims Sky Heroes.
Oh, yeah. So I was getting to that, right? So I was looking for – I was just flipping around demos and I was like, yeah, what the heck? I'll try this one.
What the hell?
Yeah. It was a bad idea. So I played that game.
I just read what you put on the notes. Sorry.
I played that demo for Skydrift, right? The little aerial racing game. My Sims Sky Heroes is like Skydrift. I guess more appropriately, Skydrift is like My Sims Sky Heroes because whatever. The Sims thing came out first.
Right.
But it's basically an airplane racing game where you can shoot at each other. It's blur in the air, except instead of having cool-looking airplanes like you do in Skydrift, you have funny-looking cartoon airplanes with little funny-looking Fisher-Price people sitting on top of them. I had no idea what was going on. Like, I spent the first 5 minutes just flying around, and
That's life for me, Chris.
Yeah. Well, the thing was telling me I was going the wrong way, but I was following all the other pilots. It turns out there's these gates you have to fly through, and if you miss one, you have to go back and get it. So even though I was going the same way as everyone else, I was going the wrong way because I had missed a gate.
So what Chris has put on the notes is – we have notes for the people who are listening. My Sims Sky Heroes demos, yes, I hate myself. That's what he put on there.
Yeah, it was a pretty telling piece of note taken there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I'm guessing you're not going to recommend people check this game out.
Yeah, I'm not gonna recommend that one.
Okay. I might be able to suggest a demo that people check out. It'll lead right into
really?
Yeah, Forza 4. Demo came out onto Xbox Live. I downloaded it and gave it a spin. You know, I don't want to sound like I'm down on the game. It wasn't anything earth-shattering, though. I mean, it's Forza. It looks great. It plays great. It's everything.
Greg.
It's everything you expect.
Careful.
I know. But I think what it the problem with the demo, at least, is because, especially for Forza players, you've played so much Forza already. They don't show you anything truly new in Forza 4, the demo at least. There's none of the Kinect stuff in there. There's, you know, it's all pretty straightforward, and it's definitely set up from default for casual players. Like, I went into the options and looked, and every little assist was turned on, including the gas and braking type thing. So it's like
that was like the Forza 3 demo, though.
Might have been.
Yeah.
Might have been.
I had I made the conscious decision not to download the Forza 4 demo because I'm going to get the game.
Right.
There's no need for me to check it out and see if I want it. And I remember downloading the Forza 3 demo and thinking, wow, that was awful. Because the Forza 3 demo, you just had one track.
Right.
And you had, I think there were like maybe three cars to choose from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember
I played the AI demo. I played it as well. I played the Forza 3 demo, and I was like, "Eh."
And the AI in the Forza 3 demo was really bad. Like, all they did was follow each other around the track in a straight line. The race was really boring.
Right.
So I wasn't very impressed with the Forza 3 demo, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and get the game, if for nothing else, then for the community aspect of it when we all start racing each other.
Right.
So I made the conscious decision. I Aussie for you there. Not to download the Forza 4 demo because I figured the same thing would happen and I don't need to try it out to decide I want to get it.
Now, I will say that they did kind of the same formula. Two tracks this time and three cars. So,
all right. It's getting a little weird.
Yeah. Just this.
Two dragons.
But one thing that they did introduce that is new is the Rivals mode.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of an interesting spin. You at least got to see how that works. And, I mean, it pretty much works just like Autolog. You see, you know, other people's scores in your friends list, and, you know, you're basically trying to beat their scores on a hot lap, basically. So what's nice is it's done per car, per track. So there'll be a lot of variation to it. You're not going to feel like it's just, you know, for the one track where you can use any car like in the previous game. It's going to be actually tied to the cars themselves as well. But yeah, Forza 4, it's going to be great. So
are you getting it?
Oh, without a doubt. Yes.
Huh.
Yeah. This didn't sway me from not wanting to get it. Let's see. So, of course, we already talked about it. Gears of War 3. I'm not going to go on and on about that. I have been playing a lot of...
Dom! Give me a kiss, Dom!
I have been playing a lot of Team Deathmatch, though, in Gears of War 3. And
good, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. I really do enjoy the multiplayer side of Gears of War 3. It is good. And the spotting technique now, where you click in the left thumbstick, really, it gets used a lot.
It does.
Yeah. Yes, it's very beneficial.
Like Battlefield 3, it's very useful in that as well. But, and they, right, I can't remember if I said this or not. I don't know. Oh, yes, I told it to somebody else. Right, so, my nephew is playing Gears of War 3. He's 6.
Right.
Right, now you might think he's a bit young for that game. But then, right, if you take the swearing off and take the gore off, which he does... actually, he does himself because he knows he's not supposed to do it, right?
Good lad.
When you think about it like that, you take the swearing off, take the gore off. There's no limbs being cut off or anything. No blood. It's just a monster shooting game. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And I thought, actually, this game's not that bad. Like with all that took off, like, all it is, you shoot big scary monsters. And You know, I mean, he's seen Call of Duty. He's not allowed to play it, but he's seen it. I mean,
so
this is probably better for him.
Out of curiosity, because I have not seen how they handle it. How do they handle, like, the dismemberment and stuff?
They don't. They like, it's just sparks, and then they just flop over.
Okay.
That's it. And it's pretty tame when you watch it. It's like, oh, my God, there's nothing. It's just like a big cartoon. It's like a big, silly cartoon. That's all it is. It really does, like, wake you up a bit and go, it's not that bad, really. It's fine.
Okay.
Because they're just big, stupid monsters, so obviously a kid realizes that this is absolutely ridiculously fake, you know. Whereas Call of Duty is a little bit different, I think. Right. You know, like you're shooting people and it's real and it glamorizes war and all this stuff. Yeah, I was quite like shocked. I was like, oh yeah, it's not bad for him. So there you
well,
go.
There you go.
And then he grows up to be a mass murderer.
Brilliant. hey, speaking of, well, not so much brilliance, but Battlefield 3, the beta, they came out with it.
I downloaded this, Greg. That's how much I've done this week.
Yes, well, I downloaded it and I actually played it. And wow. I mean, Battlefield 3, it's going to be good. But this is one of those situations where I don't think this beta/demo is doing this game a lot of favors. Because the beta itself, especially for the consoles, pretty buggy. And I mean, a lot of screen tearing and clipping, getting caught in, stationary objects, that kind of thing. I clipped myself underneath a sandbag wall. That was exciting.
Still, it could be an old build, though.
It is an old build. It's about a month old. From what
I
understand.
It's probably the same build that I played a year ago.
Yes, I would venture to say that is the exact same build because it's the same map. It's the Operation Metro.
Oh, yeah. I love that one.
I think it's got – it's going to be good. But one of the things I worry for with – or at least, for DICE at least, is that this beta, which really is a demo at this point, let's face it. They're doing network testing, but – for all intents and purposes, it's a demo. I mean, you load up the beta, and the very first thing you see on the screen is buy Battlefield 3 on October 27th. Click here, and then you click to get past that screen. But I don't know that it's going to sway a lot of the hardcore Call of Duty fans based off this demo.
I think that's what they wanted. I do think there is a crowd out there that kind of when something becomes very popular, they kind of latch onto something else because they feel like the big popular thing isn't cool anymore, and even though Battlefield's been around for so long, because they're released at the same time, I do think there are going to be a lot of Call of Duty people that go, oh, actually it's all about Battlefield, but Call of Duty will still be number one. I'm more worried about Battlefield single player. That's what I'm shooting myself about.
I think that's what will kill it.
We both
share that concern. The other interesting choice on this beta, I have to admit, I think it was a curious choice for them to pick this map because this map in particular does not have any vehicles in it. And Battlefield has always been kind of known for being a combination of, shooting and vehicle play, squad play and vehicle mechanics. And yet,
do they only have one map?
It's just the Operation Metro. One map.
So it would be good if they chucked in another one with some vehicles.
It would have been a smart choice, but they haven't. And so I think, again, your COD players are going into this and they're seeing a game that, for all intents and purposes, at least for the beta, feels very much like Call of Duty. But it's got clipping and screen tearing. It's not showing really well.
And it feels – it's a lot slower than Call of Duty, way you play it.
It is slower.
It's more slow.
By design, it is, though, there are some great things. I mean, the new ability to go prone, the ability to have your machine gun with a bipod on it is awesome. Mm-hmm. And the sound in this game, again, top-notch. The gun sounds in this game are phenomenal. So, all in all, again, not totally worried. I think Battlefield 3 is going to do fine, but it certainly is not going to overtake COD, especially with what they're showing right now.
No. No.
Yeah. But anyway, that was pretty much it. I think it was a slow week for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those weeks, man.
The good news is I have a few games coming to me today.
Wow. Do you want to share them or keep it a secret?
No, I can share them. We'll be talking about them in the new releases section, but Dark Souls, Rage, and The Gunslinger.
I did Blur on Dark Souls, by the way.
Yeah.
Rage. That should be good.
Rage actually is the one that I bought. And then Gunslinger and Dark Souls coming to me from Gamefly. So, but I'm curious about all of them. Want to at least give Dark Souls an opportunity. So.
I don't think you're going to love it.
I may not. I may hate it. I may send it back. But that's the beauty of Gamefly. Hey, yeah. Let's dive into some new releases since we're on that topic.
Sweet.
All right, so new releases this week. Let's change it up a little bit and start with the Xbox 360 and work our way down. So on the retail shelves this week, Dark Souls, Just Dance 3, NBA 2K12, Rage, and Spider-Man, The Edge of Time.
Spider-Man, The Edge of Time.
Yes. Yeah. Completely forgot that was even coming out.
I didn't even know I was going to...
Yeah. Xbox Live Arcade this week, NBA Jam On Fire Edition. On fire. Sega Bass Fishing. And Space Channel 5 Part 2. Yep. All out this week. I know you're excited for that. If we're talking some deals of the week, they got a bunch of the old board game stuff going on. So Carcassonne, Catan, Magic 2012. Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds, Battleship, the full game, all basically on sale for half off. So if you're interested in any of those, jump on out and get them. On the old PS3 this week, we've got Dark Souls, Just Dance 3, NBA 2K12, Rage, and Spider-Man The Edge of Time. On the PSN front, a lot of games coming out. We've got Chrono Trigger, Euphoria, NBA 2K12 also available via the old PSN, so they're going digital with that.
Is it cheaper?
No, it is same price on the retail.
Unlucky.
NBA Jam On Fire Edition, Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition, Sega Bass Fishing, Shift 2 Unleashed, and Space Channel 5 Part 2. Moving to the Wii. Any guesses as what games are coming out on the Wii, Mike? Or Chris?
Jack or...
Well, you already heard them all. Just Dance 3. NBA 2K12 and Spider-Man The Edge of Time.
Oh yeah, cool. Yeah.
Pretty obvious choices there.
Obviously, I'm going to be running out and getting my Spider-Man on the Wii now.
I think you should.
Yeah.
The game of the year.
Don't joke about things like that, Greg, because you've joked that driver wouldn't be game of the year.
It
could very well be on veteran game of the year. Yeah. We got a strong fan of that game.
Alright, well, hey, that's it for new releases.
Sweet! New releases are done.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Alright, so news time. And we're going back to the news quiz.
News quiz! Okay. News quiz! News quiz! News quiz!
News quiz! News quiz! News quiz! News quiz! And if you haven't figured out yet, folks, two things are happening right now. One, Chris's voice has definitely changed. Surprisingly, very British in its accent. And two, we do need to get a news quiz jingle. Something that's more appropriate to the news quiz.
Yeah.
But, all right, so let's set the stage here. As we got ready to do the news quiz, Chris just basically vanished. vanished.
No,
and amazingly, I mean, crazy timing, right as Chris's call drops, Richard Primrose comes from out of the ashes like the phoenix he rose up. And, Richard Primrose on the show. Rich.
Hello, everybody. Hi. Yes, it's me. I woke up.
As you can tell, Chris, every
it's as simple as that. I've not been anywhere. I've not been anywhere. All right.
Brilliant. Everybody? Skulldugger in the house.
What are we doing?
We're doing the news quiz, my man. We're doing the news quiz. So we'll come back to what you've been playing a little later on. We'll hit that like right at the end of the break.
Okay.
But now, yeah. Do you have a question?
No questions. Let's do this. Let's go.
All right. You're up first, my friend.
Quiz.
So here we go.
Yeah, let's do it. Go on.
Yeah, you're taking Chris's questions. So Payday the Heist has been delayed. When is it now expected? Is it A, later this month, 2, early November, 3, 2012, or 4, time to be announced later?
2012.
You would be incorrect, my friend. It actually is just later this month. It seems like it's a small delay. They haven't given a specific time yet, so who knows? Maybe it could be 2012 by when this is all done. But at least for now, they're sticking to their guns and just saying, it's just going to be a little bit later, because it was supposed to come out this week.
Sorry, Chris. Don't kill me.
It's okay. Mike, your question.
I'll just let you know, Greg. Disclaimer, I have no idea about the gaming news this week.
That's good. That makes it more exciting. Yeah. But the good news is they're all multiple choice this week. So,
fantastic.
Hey, I'm to make it easy on you. Dead Space 3 is getting a weird new plot detail. Oof. Is it Isaac is stranded on a frozen planet inhabited by creatures that feed on life energy? 2, Isaac is killed and a new character, Vincent McMichaels, is revealed. 3, Shadow Isaac, a secondary personality, appears on screen as a distinct character that frequently taunts the real Isaac.
Okay, so the first one was something about life sources on a different planet thing, right?
Right.
I think you made that up.
Okay.
So
that's okay. Go ahead.
That leaves with Isaac being killed, or a Shadow Isaac. If they was to kill Isaac and bring in a new character, I don't think they would tell you, so I'll go with the last one.
You are correct. Shadow Isaac, the second personality, appears on screen as a distinct character.
That, I don't even fucking read the news. I can just guess it.
All right, Rich, next question for you. The first Gears of War 3 DLC is going to land when? Is it A, October 31st, 2, November 1st, or 3, November 14th? We need Jeopardy music.
We need something.
Take a stab.
I'm going to go November 1st.
And you would be correct.
Oh my God, that's my brother's birthday. He's going to freak out.
Yes, so Gears of War DLC has been announced November 1st. The DLC pack will be called the Horde Command.
Oh, birthday
and
present.
It will
birthday
enter present. The fray on November 1st, available for 800 points, or if you buy it through the game's season pass, it'll be, of course, free to you because you bought the season pass.
That's what I'm getting from a brother for his birthday, a season pass. That'd be wicked, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it could be, yeah. So the DLC includes 3 new maps, a few characters, the Onyx Guard, Big Rig Dizzy, and Bernie, and weapon skins, and basically new fortifications for Horde Mode. So Horde Mode continuing to evolve. Additionally, Epic director Ron Ferguson hinted that the 3 Horde Command Pack maps will make their way into the public versus playlist later on and won't require purchase to play.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yep. And he did say that the second DLC pack coming is going to actually include new campaign content.
Cool.
So there you go.
Looks like, yeah.
Okay. Good. Mike.
Yes.
Next question for you. And I know this is going to be right up your alley because it's completely nothing to do with the UK. In the wake of the Supreme Court ruling on the violent video gaming ban law, where the EMA was taking on California. How much is the EMA asking the state of California to pay up in regards to legal fees?
Well, not numbers.
Is it?
Not numbers. I don't like numbers.
$1.1 million, B, $1.4 million, or C, $1.75
million? 1.4.
It is, in fact, $1.4
million. There you go.
Yeah. Apparently, legal precedent basically was racks up to about 1.4 million tab, and California is going to be on the hook for it.
Damn.
Yeah. Mike, I'm turning it right back around to you because originally, yeah.
What's going on?
This is going to require some thinking from you.
Oh, God.
So, which game took second place in the UK charts this week? Was it Gears of War 3, FIFA 12, or F1 2011?
You boss, it could be any one of those. No, it's not FIFA. No chance. No chance. F1 sells very, very well. I'll say F1.
It was Gears of War 3.
Bastard.
Back, the top 10 ranking was FIFA 12, Gears of War 3, F1 2011, Zumba Fitness, Dead Island, Deus Ex Human Revolution, Eco in the Shadow of Colossus Collection, Driver San Francisco, Lego Pirates of the Caribbean, and Call of Duty Black Ops. So, yeah, I am a bastard, I know.
They could be, like, F1 sells phenomenally well in England, yeah.
I know. Mm. All right, Rich, you are up now, my friend. Yeah. Ghost Recon Future Soldier has a confirmed release date of when? Is it A, February 28th, B, March 6th, or C, March 13th?
Is this 2013, Greg Horner?
It's 2012.
Brilliant.
Excuse me.
I tell you what, whichever it is, it's not what Bloody Love Film was saying, because I was looking at it the other day, and they were saying it was the end of next month.
I don't know.
I'll go for the February. Yeah, February.
You would be wrong. It is actually March 6th. And ironically, you just were looking at the wrong website, apparently, because according to listings on Gamefly, Amazon, Target, GameStop, Walmart, and Best Buy, and now subsequently confirmed by Ubisoft, they had all listed March 6th.
Yeah, that's changed.
Yep.
This is March 31st here.
Oh, well.
Swines.
Yeah. Mike.
Yo.
Going back to you.
Yeah.
What game has Sony turned into a TV series in Japan?
Okay.
Is it A, Shadow of the Colossus, B, Yakuza 4, or C, Uncharted 2?
I don't think they would make a Shadow of Colossus TV series because that would be too good. You know what I mean? Like that seems like too good to be true.
Okay.
And also, I think I'd hear about that because everyone would kick up a shitstorm, probably or something. Yakuza's very likely. Uncharted, I don't think so. So Yakuza.
It actually is Uncharted 2.
No way.
So Sony is priming the Japanese audience for the release of Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception by helping them build familiarity with the series' story by cutting video of Uncharted 2 into a TV drama series. The first 7 minutes of Uncha TV segment ran on October 4th.
Uncha!
It featured 4 minutes of recut Uncharted 2 footage and 3 minutes of gameplay segment starring an actor and his on-screen girlfriend. As in Drake. You can, of course, watch the continuation of the show for the 4 days a week all the way up until October 27th.
Just play the game.
Yeah. Of course, you have to tune into Tokyo TV to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
They'll be on YouTube somewhere.
I'm sure it will be, if not already. Okay, Rich, coming back to you. So, achievement listings have revealed a new playable character for Batman Arkham City.
Shit.
Who is it? Is it A, the Riddler, B, the Sandman, or C, Nightwing?
It's a playable character. I'd go for, I won't go for the Riddler. I don't think you'd be playing him. I'll go for Nightwing.
You would be correct. It is Nightwing. Basically, they have released out the achievements, and two achievements make reference to Nightwing Bundle Pack, featuring a playable version of Nightwing, the original Robin, Dick Grayson, all grown up. The unofficial reveal of Nightwing brings the playable cast up to and including four characters of Batman, Robin, Catwoman, and Nightwing. But Robin and Nightwing are exclusive to downloadable content.
Hmm.
And I'm going to give a bonus question here, and thinking, Mike, it's going to have to be you because you, I think, are actually – well, it's actually tied. So I'm gonna throw this out to whoever can answer this correctly first. Okay.
Do we say our names? Do we say our name? Mike, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just say your name first, and then I'll let you answer it. Right. Now, I'm not going to give you the options here. I think this is probably the only – well, I'll give you the options. Here we go. What is the name of the new PlayStation Network campaign that will be every Tuesday this month? Is it A, only on PlayStation Network, B, Get Connected, or C, The Power of Three?
Mike, I reckon it's Get Connected.
Okay. Rich, I'm going to give you a chance to respond.
Chris, I would say only the Tuesday one.
The Tuesday one. Where have you been? There's no Tuesday one.
The hell are you talking about?
Your choices were only on PlayStation Network, Get Connected, or The Power of Three.
Only on PlayStation Network, that one.
Rich takes it on the bonus question. Only on the PlayStation Network.
And half asleep as well.
And half asleep, yes. And in fact, it's another one of their PSN kind of rewards things. But basically, PlayStation Plus members get every title at 20% off during the launch week, and those that spend more than $60 in October on the service will get a $10 credit for November. Basically, it's a bunch of PS2 games that are getting released out. And here's the lineup so far. October 4th, Euphoria and Rochard. October 11th, Sideway, New York. October 13th, Sodium Collection. October 18th, Akuba and Rocketbirds. And October 25th, infamous Festival of Blood and Pixel Junk Side-Scroller. Excuse me. So basically, by buying these, you're then going to get an opportunity, basically get some rare classic games, including God Hand, Grim Grimoire, Maximo, Odin Sphere, and Ring of Red.
Do the PS2 games have, like, trophies or not?
I don't believe they do.
Okay.
So, take that for what it is. But that's the end of the news section. Rich, let's go over what you've been playing real fast since you joined us late. You had quite a bevy of games, and
you don't need to do all of these. Surely,
I
highlighted some of the ones that you should do. All right, Harry? Because we talked about Gears, we talked about Horde Man and stuff, and Battlefield, but everything else.
I will start with Burnout Crash, which I heard Greg saying that he wasn't very impressed with. Well, I was impressed. I really enjoy it, and I bought it. And
come on, God, you're the problem.
I am the problem. I tell you for why, right? This is my guilty pleasure is a game that I can always pick up and I can have 20 minutes on and then put down and then go to work or whatever. In the past I've had quite a few good bevies of games that affected that. Defense Grid, yeah. The Geometry Wars.
Oh yes.
Pinball Effects 2. So quite a high caliber of game there. But now Burnout Crash is my little game that I have for 20 minutes, and I love it. It's to me it equates to perfect for 20 minutes or so. You've got loads of numbers flashing up on the screen. Getting the highest score, the auto log inclusion on it is absolutely brilliant. So, yeah, I'm loving it. I'm having a bit of a bat around, going up against Dave Dog, and yeah, it's good. And
okay,
I've never played it, Rich. But I've heard, like, I haven't heard anybody like it apart from you. Like, you're the first person I've heard anybody.
To me, it just didn't demo all that well. I know there were other modes that maybe are more fun, but that one mode they showed and you got to play, just it felt boring.
Right. Well, once you get into it and you start unlocking different cars, you can see there's a difference in of skill between the different kinds of cars, because once you do your explosion, you get different strengths of movement after, you know, like the after effect of when you're moving. Between the lanes and stuff, and the way that they set their intersections out when you start unlocking stuff, it makes for quite a good game, and it's all about the challenge of getting the high score on it, and it's got a wicked funny snippets of 80s music and stuff. Some of the stuff that they keep dropping in there for when certain things happen in the game, and it does have loads of little special maneuvers that you unlock certain natural disasters and stuff that become like super hit stuff that's really good.
Okay.
It's good. It's worth playing. Also played Rock of Ages.
What the hell is that?
I heard the guys off Giant Bunker.
Like a tower defense.
It is.
Kind of like a tower defense.
It is, but it's set up rather uniquely, and that's what got me drawn into trying it out. I think it didn't quite hit the mark as far as I'm concerned, but the idea of it, I think it's a great one. It'd be good if somebody else carried it. So picture it from this point of view.
Okay.
You've got yourself and the computer AI with rocks that are the summit of a hill, yeah? One rock's going to roll down one side of the hill, and the other rock's going to roll down the other side of the hill. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's all based around certain characters throughout history. So you're trying to get to the person who's at the bottom of the hill through history. And what you can do is, before you set up, you can actually build tower defense on the way down for the opposing team. So you can set up defenses for when they roll their rock down the hill. And you can build different kinds of towers to stop their rock from getting to the bottom of the hill. So in between when your rock's rolling down, you can do all of this building, yeah? Basically, okay. There's a timer. Once you've started rolling your rock, you carry out the roll by controlling it in its journey down the hill. You've got to avoid the towers that the other person's built, and then the idea is that you go into the base of the hill where the character that you're trying to get to with as much power as possible, because they're behind like a big wooden or metal door. So you've got to hit that.
Is this like a 3D game? Is it fully 3D?
Yeah, it is, yeah. If you imagine something like a Marble Madness type game, yeah,
right,
from years ago, but because it's now really good graphics, you know, we've come on a long way and everything. The concept of it is really good, and it's got some quite good humour in it. I just wish that they'd possibly taken the tower defence side of it a bit more than what it is. You can also buy as well your boulders when you start rolling. You can use cash that you've got to buy certain kinds of boulders, like you can put spikes on your boulder, or you can heat your boulder up and so on. But it's definitely worth checking out, but it didn't quite go as far as I wanted to with it. But it's definitely a really good concept and quite original, so worth trying. Another one I checked out was Worms Ultimate Mayhem. So this is the first Worms game. I know that I think previously they have done 3D ones. Is that right?
They have.
Yeah. Well, this is the first.
Shit.
Yeah. Well, this is the first one that I've seen that was this 3D. Now, all of the graphics look really nice and everything. It's just not Worms, because to me Worms is the 2D.
Worms is 2D.
Yeah.
Yep, agreed.
Drawn back map, and you know, being able to play that way. So
I thought they learned their lesson, because I think they stopped making 3D Worms games for years and years, because they knew that
somebody in the corner office was like, you know, we should give the 3D another shot.
Either that, or that their publisher was like, okay, well, remember this 15 years ago? You've done 2D for a while. Time to do the 3D, lads. Well, we don't want to do 3D. Come on, lads. You can do it. Just put one out. please.
It'll sell.
It'll sell all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did, all right. So Worms Ultimate Mayhem, not so much.
No, but he did get the J-Boy P thumbs up. He really likes it. So I've kept it on the hard drive for him to play. I'll touch on this because I think it's worth saying. Battlefield 3.
Yeah.
The beta. I get frustrated with EA, more so DICE, in the way that they market their game. They're putting this big idea out that they're going to, you know, impress on, like, Modern Warfare 3 and all of this lot. So why have they given you the single map on the game that's got absolutely no vehicles in it whatsoever?
Just give so it. Funny, Rich. So funny you said that, because I said the exact same thing right towards the tail end of my Battlefield 3 comments.
Well, yeah, could not believe
it. Makes no sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, although, I mean, I played it, and it's smooth to play and everything, but if you're... I mean, I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago, and basically, I was quite pleased because I talked to one of my mates who's like a really big Modern Warfare guy, and it's all he'll ever play. He's not bothered about anything else. And he said to me, he's already, you know, he's heard the hype and everything. He's saying, oh, he goes, I might check that out. So I was talking him through what the differences in that game are in comparison to, you know, your Modern Warfare and Call of Duty. And the whole point of having something like this out, which they're calling it a beta, but let's be honest.
Come on.
They want it's it. Yeah, yeah, it's a marketing ploy. So why not put the vehicles and stuff in it? It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It feels, to be honest, the way it plays and the way it looks off the beta, and strictly just looking at the beta, you would have no idea it has vehicles, and you would think this is a poor man's Modern Warfare game.
Exactly. And there's no real scope for it to show off like the destructibility or anything, because if you look at like the whole subway section, there's not really anything there that you can blow up or make anything collapse and so on. It's just been, I think it's a bit of a poor move. But I still think the game's going to be great. We know we'll enjoy it and you know.
Yeah.
But
I'm still buying it.
Yeah. It worries me yet again if they're making decisions like this on the beta. Are they going to do the right thing this time with the maps? Like, you know, last time I was saying, you need more of a variety, and it'll be great if you could just pass out the DLC nice and constant. Just worries me for things like that to do with it. But anyway, that's my two penny on that. And then on the back of coming back from Eurogamer, not coming back with a free console, like a lot of the guys did. Incidentally, nice to see you again, Mike, and everybody else. It was good, even though it was brief.
It was very brief, but we did see you. Eventually. Yeah. I rang you probably about six times. You rang me six times, but we just kept on missing each other. Yeah.
So, I came back, you know, knowing that OnLive had kicked off in the UK, so I thought, I'm going to sign up for it anyway. And basically...
It is free. I mean,
exactly. And I've got... I'm lucky enough to have a wired controller, so I thought I'm gonna get it on the old laptop and give it a bash, and I really was impressed with it.
it works. I mean, it does work.
I'm gonna buy a title off it because the only thing at the minute I'm looking at it and it's not quite clear on. I heard the guys off the Fanboys talking about OnLive and how you can, they're doing specials and you can pick up a game like for $5.
Right. Certain games they promote cheap, and then there's other games they actually are promoting like you buy this game, you'll get a free console with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know they gave away a bunch of free consoles at Eurogamer.
Yep.
I think that's kind of become their new ploy, is they're pretty much just trying to give away the consoles to get the systems
there's
into the house.
To them anyway. There's nothing to them.
Yeah, yeah. There really is not much. It's basically a Wi-Fi connect or a Ethernet connection. So, I mean, my biggest thing with OnLive, and I think it will be their Achilles heel until they're able to do it, and I don't know when and if they'll ever be able to do it. It's there is no game that you have to buy to play OnLive. There's not that exclusive title. There's not that I have to have this and I can only get it OnLive.
You know, the only way they'll get around that is price. That's the only way they'll get around that.
I'll disagree with that as well, to a certain degree. And I'll tell you why, because one of the first things I was doing when I got on there was looking for PC games that I knew that I couldn't play on my laptop. And I think that is a really big plus for them if they can nail it. I mean, I sent you.
Find any?
Yeah, I did. The big thing that I wanted to play was The Witcher. Yeah, because they've got the first one on there. The only trouble is with it, and I think I was saying to you, oh, I'm about to play The Witcher. I went into it, and I was gonna, with the pure intention that I'll go, I'll either go in and I'll just buy that and I'll play it at my leisure. Yeah. As far as I can see it, for the way they're marketing it for the UK, you can't do that. At the minute, when you get to the marketplace, all it seems you can do is buy this Play Pass, which is where you commit to a monthly subscription of £7, and then you can play as much as you want, which I'm sure you could probably stop whenever you want as well. But what I could see has been like the main benefit for them to start off with is to say, here's some titles. You give us £5 or £10 and you can have this game at a certain age and it's yours and you can play it at your leisure. But at the moment, the way that I'm seeing it is I've got to pay a £7 subscription.
Huh. Interesting. So the way it's working here in the US, or at least the way it was, and maybe it's changed. I haven't been on in a while. But they had kind of three options. You could buy a game outright, which pretty much any game was able to be bought outright. Then there were certain titles you could actually rent for a certain amount of time. So pay $10 and get the game for 3 days type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the Play Pass, which you paid X amount of dollars per month and you got certain select titles were part of the unlimited play.
Yeah.
Not all the titles, just certain titles. So I wonder if they're just really trying to promote the Play Pass concept in the UK first. It's an interesting move because I have Just Cause 2 as the one game I did get and have on the system. But it doesn't run terribly well, or at least it wasn't running terribly well through OnLive when I was playing it.
I remember
Just Cause 2 was the game I played. And I was really impressed with that. And at the same time as I played Just Cause 2, I also tried Alpha Protocol.
Okay.
Which, although it was quite a simple gameplay, bear in mind you only get the first half hour of it, that seemed to run fine. I played a horrible game to start off with, and I was like going, oh no, is this going to be the way it is all the way through? Which was Advent Rising. I think that's a PC-only game.
Hmm.
And that was terrible. But I think it was just the game. That game was,
when it was released, it had so many bugs in it. It actually, I think, was in a sense kind of the death of the developer that made that game. They released it, and they went under because of that game.
I don't blame it. It's like taking your head and dunking yourself in the bath, definitely. I tested out the multiplayer with Dirt 3.
Okay.
Was really impressed with that, for, you know, speed-wise in the way that it looked. It's to its benefit the way that it does the compression, I think, because it seems that whenever it's having a connection... I was doing this over the Wi-Fi. And it was warning me beforehand, don't do it over the Wi-Fi because it's not the best way of playing it. But throughout all of the games that I tested, it didn't affect the gameplay whatsoever. It seemed to run at the same speed. Whether there was a dip or a rise in the bandwidth. The only thing that seemed to suffer was it seemed to have a way of compressing the image. So you'd find that your actual image would change and go softer
a
little bit blocky, but you know, I was understanding of that because I knew that I wasn't playing it through the correct method. It would have been better if it was wired, and I'm sure if I got one of these micro consoles, it'd just be going straight into a router if I could. But yeah, that was really good. I definitely recommend it, and I know that everybody says just check it out for the demos and everything, and that is really good as well. I mean, I was even like previewing, looking at things like Batman Arkham City, I foregoed the internet because I wanted to have a look at that. They had a full bevy of trailers that you could look at. Everyone that's been officially released, it was there. I think the actual interface for using it is something that Microsoft could take a
it's pretty slick.
Inspiration from. It's really really nice. The way that you whip yourself around it, and the arena.
To be fair, OnLive, one of the things that it has in its back pocket that say Microsoft or Sony don't have the luxury of is that OnLive, it's just this gaming catalog that they have, which isn't terribly big.
Mm-hmm.
And while yes, they have all the users you can kind of tap into at any point in time. If you really think about the true "quote unquote" database that they're sifting through, it's not nearly as expansive or as immense as what Sony or Microsoft are dealing with.
No.
So,
but if you think about it, Sony or Microsoft could do exactly the same.
Oh yeah,
what they do with your friends list and say limit that sample to say 100 people, and you could quite easily zip around and have a look at it.
I'm still fairly convinced that OnLive is going to get bought up by one of those companies.
Yeah, and to me now, after seeing what I have seen, I find the whole idea of that quite exciting because the way that they've built in things like the arena into it, where you don't even want to go, you don't want to go to the marketplace to start looking for games. You can actually see people playing it live and go, oh, whilst you're flicking through all these little screens, you can go, wait a minute, what's he playing? That don't look familiar.
Yeah.
You know, you've got like 10 people that are playing Deus Ex, and then you come across, it's the reason I found The Witcher, and I was like, oh, I want to have a go on that, because I didn't even realise that they had The Witcher. But yeah, really impressed by it.
Okay.
So yeah, I definitely want to get something on it, but I'm just waiting to see how I can get hold of it. And going back to what you were saying about the Play Pass thing, I think the biggest pull that they're doing at the minute is they're trying to rope everybody into doing the subscription, and then it's like there's a list of games you can get for £1.
Right.
And if you sign up for it, then you get that £1 game. So, I'm going to keep my eye on it, definitely. Enjoying it at the moment. Last game, I've got to make a mention of this because it is probably the most addictive thing I've played on my iPhone. And I'll say that with Angry Birds and Plants vs. Zombies alongside it. So for me, this is a big, big game on the iPhone. Is Tilt to Live. And I don't know if anybody's played it, but I think it's worth mentioning because it's brilliant to pick up and just having a bash at. If you think of it uses the tilt mechanism for controlling, but it's a lot like Geometry Wars in style. Okay. But basically, it's got a host of weapons that you can pick up on the screen. But basically, you try, you know, like passive mode in Dream Wars. Think of that, but you actually get weapons in it. So you're trying to dodge all of these red dots on the screen. But every now and again, you'll get a dot pop up that's basically a weapon. And then you pick the weapon up and you can clear the dots in different ways. And you're constantly unlocking new weapons as you go through. But definitely worth £2. But you can pick up the light version of it and play that to your heart's content for free. And I'm sure if you stick at it, you'll be wanting to pay the £2 for it because it's a very good game. Well worth it.
Excellent. 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 Well, I do want to do one quick update, which is the Metacritic Watch update. So, beginning of September, we called out the top 15 games and then we threw out some choices. Rich, unfortunately, you weren't part of this, but I know you threw your 2 cents in, but for the life of me, I can't find where the games were that you thought were going to be the biggest hits or the bottom feeders. But, we're just doing the Metacritic watch. So right as it stands now, Resistance 3 is at an 83 Metacritic score. Gears of War 3 is at 91. Early Rage reviews have it sitting right around 83. There's no PC score yet, but for the Xbox 360 and PS3, it's at 83. Dead Island is sitting at 71 on the 360, 73 on the PS3, and 81 on the PC. And Dark Souls, sitting at 90 right now for both 360 and PS3. So we will continue to update this as we go. And
Dark Souls
we'll revisit
looks like it's
going to
be the red herring there, Greg. It's going to catch everybody out, I think.
It very well might. It just might.
I heard, what was it, Joystick gave me very worrying thoughts about Rage. And it goes against everything that I thought when I was playing it.
Yeah, I saw the Joystick review, and to be honest, I didn't put a lot of credit into it. It seemed like they were being overtly critical, and there seems to be some polar reviews on Rage, but vast majority of reviews have been fairly positive. So I think that 83, 85 range is probably where that game's going to wind up at. But anyway, let's take our break, and when we come back, we'll dive into the community mailbag. And we got a little music for you this week,
music, courtesy
of Spitfire Ian. Oh. He sent over a recommendation to me, and I thought, why not? Give it a shot. Why? So enjoy.
Hello, friends. Don't you want to meet a nice girl?
Hogwarts boys all make them swoon. Aragorn, Legolas, these are the boys they love the best. I mean, they're good to go. Love sci-fi, yo. Marvel, DC, Vertigo. The girls are sweet, they can't be beat. Super fine like Peach, Darth Maul, standing tall. He's so bad, so say we all. Epic loot for the win. Hajo's what we're raiding in. Hack Source, Konami Code, Doctor Who, Expert Mode. Game Genies, Wild Fiendies, Sick Meanies, No Weenies. Don't forget they Queenies. Gamer ladies,
yeah.
Raiding tonight, baby.
Uh-huh.
I'm all up on you, cause you represent geeks and gamers. They all could be geeking gamer girls. Game over.
Life's funny, the way it throws stuff at you. Just when you think you've got it made and everything's just hunky-dory, something happens. You kind of have to roll with it. But all around the world, kids are dealt some pretty rough cards from time to time, and they can't just roll with it. Cancer doesn't just up and go away. Serious injuries don't just heal themselves. Fortunately, when things get serious for kids, there's a Children's Miracle Network hospital waiting to help. The third annual Extra Life 24-hour video game marathon provides direct support for the Children's Miracle Network Hospital in your town. And we need your help to ensure local kids have the best care and equipment standing by, just in case life throws itself in harm's way.
Visit tinyurl.com/VGHubTeam2011 to find out how you can help make a difference by sponsoring or joining your friends at the sites and shows of VGHub.net in this October's Extra Life Marathon. Thank you.
Play games, yo kids.
All right, we are back from the break, and we need to jump into the community mailbag right now. So question for the show this week, what difficulty do you prefer to play on? And is that difficulty level tied to achievements at all, or trophies as it is? So, Rich, you've got first read. And actually, before we even get into that, damn it, I knew I forgot something. Hey, we found Chris.
Oh,
CPM,
yeah.
CPM, yeah. CPM 1376, he is back in the game.
What?
Yeah, so why don't you tell everybody what happened, Greg?
Well, apparently you took my comment, my joking comment about, hey, the show's over because Rage just showed up, as being reality. And so you jumped off the call, and then because I didn't call you back right away because I walked away because we were taking a quick break so I could go to the bathroom, you just hung up and got off Skype.
You told the wolf.
So here's what happened, right? Mr. DeLacy said, hey, guys, show's over. My copy of Rage just showed up. And so I was like, oh, okay. And so trying to be funny, I hung up the call. And then I sat there and stared at Skype for about 5 minutes waiting for him to call me back. And he didn't. So I closed down the Skype. And then I was like, very curious. So I went upstairs to check my cell phone for text messages. Nothing. So I was like, wow, he must have been really serious. And then just a few minutes ago, I checked Xbox.com and saw that he indeed was not online playing Rage. So I was like, well, maybe I should go back to the podcast. And sure enough, they were just driving on without me. But he's only half the word of the OC show.
The show must go on.
It's like Chris was running behind the bus and he had his little case and his underpants were falling out all over the road. And yeah,
Stop.
We got him in the end.
All right, Rich, give us some forum responses real fast. So the achievement question, difficulty level, what do you prefer to play it on? Go.
Yeah. Shinyverse, he sent in, if a developer actually goes as far as to recommend a difficulty level, then I will start there. Yeah, Halo, obviously that recommends heroic is the best way to play it. And otherwise I will start on the normal or medium difficulty level for the first playthrough. If the game wasn't all that good, then I just stop there and trade it in. If I really enjoyed it, then I'll start working my way up on the difficulty ladder for the subsequent playthroughs. Achievements, or chivos as they seem to call them in the community, aren't really much of a driving force for me, although the ones for finishing games on legendary difficulty sure look nice in my profile when I can get them. Unfortunately, those seem to be somewhat rare for me. Nick Nitrous, he put, I always start on the easy or casual, just so that I can concentrate on the story and having fun. If I enjoy the first playthrough, then I may give the game another bash on a higher difficulty. Personally, I'd never go for the easy one unless I felt like I was struggling. So, because if it is too easy, then I think that takes away from the game as well. So, yeah. But, okay. Well done, Nick.
Excellent.
Nice play.
Thanks, Rich. Mike, you're up next. And you know what? Why not at the end of your read-through on the forum responses, do what Rich did. Add your 2 cents in on the commentary.
No. So the next one is Spitfire Ian. And he says,
Are these tweets, emails, or whatever?
These are forum responses, yes.
Gotcha, gotcha. For on the forums. Yeah, Spitfire says, with mouse shooters, I'm doing it with a radio voice. With mouse shooters, I will play through the campaign on normal. Then a run through on easy mode, just to get the achievements and some times just to get a better understanding of the story. Lastly, a run on the hardest mode for the masonistic streak in me, and of course the final achievement. Done. Dana also says, normal for me, unless it's a game with crappy save points, which leads you to having to repeat the last periods of the gameplay after you fail. In this case, I will put it on easy. Difficulty based achievements just waste my life unless the core experience changes. So thanks to Spitfireian and Dana for their opinions. My opinion, Greg, is I've changed. I used to play Call of Duty on Veteran for achievements and just so I could like swim a dick around and be cool. But I'm older now and I've got stuff to do, so I don't. I'm just grateful that I can play on normal these days. And achievements are nice, but I'll play through a game and I'll probably play it a couple of times again if I like it. Not a couple of times, but I'll play through some things if there's some easy achievements to pick up, so I see.
Okay.
Yes.
Chris, why don't you tackle the next few?
All right. So Andy93285 says, for racing games, I generally always start at the hardest AI level with all the assists, braking, help, traction control, etc. switched off. If I find that too difficult, I'll switch on one of the assists until I'm at a competitive level with the AI. And then, after I've gained confidence, go back to switching off all the assists. For shooters, there are two massive problems for me. One, as I've got older, I've now succumbed to confused pensioner syndrome, where it takes approximately 15 minutes for my brain to comprehend what the hell I'm meant to be doing here. After that initial terror, it then takes me another half hour to get my fingers to correspond lovingly to the controller buttons. So by that time, my head will have been shot off like an overripe grapefruit every 5 seconds. Secondly, my shooting technique could not hit a cow's backside from 2 feet, even if it had the words, look at my arse and shoot me, typed on it in 144-point type. So therefore, guilty as I am, I always play shooting games on easy.
Okay.
Right. Denver J says, I almost always play on the standard setting, air quotes. Not that usually is medium, and I'm okay with that. I think that's supposed to say note. Hold on.
It might be for note.
Fix that. There we go. Some games go up and some I go down, but for myself, it is genre determined. FPS, I almost always go down because I suck at that genre. Me too, I feel your pain. But sports, I will increase the difficulty rather quickly as the standard setting usually allows me to win by an unreasonable margin. As for Chivos, I don't truly care what I get. However, my ego does always sting when I easy up a game. I want to beat them on regular levels, but if I can't, then I can't. I want to enjoy the game more than I care about how I play it. Ta-da!
Yeah. Can't really disagree with that.
And Mr. Dukescat says, normal, but I'll switch that sucker to easy if it's causing me stress. I get plenty of stress in my real life. Video games should be an escape from stress. Dude. Achievements, whatever, dude. I need to achieve some sleep.
Okay. Chris, I'm curious to hear your response on this.
I think you know my response. I always try to play through on the hardest difficulty because there are achievements involved.
Yeah. You pretty much you are a Chivo whore. That's okay. It's not – don't be afraid to admit to it.
No, see, I'm not because – well, I used to be, but I'm not. And the reason I say I'm not is because I don't play – crappy games for the sole purpose of getting achievements. But if that's I do true. Play a game, I try to get all the achievements.
You're a completionist. Maybe that's the better way to put it.
I'm obsessive compulsive. I understand. I understand I intimidate you. It's okay.
You do. You literally intimidate the crap out of me. Emails. So we had a couple emails. First up was we just heard from Mr. Eric Piotrowski. He actually sent us an email as well. He said, yes, you've all been been filling waste baskets or dustbins, as the case may be, of snotty tissues because all the sadness when I forgot to write last week. Well, guess what, nerds? I'm back. Suck it. What the crap is this? I have to watch a YouTube video to find out what the question of the week is? And what's with the enormous hands, Greg? Well, Duke, I could tell you, but, you know, you should already know this. And why does the video keep rebuffering? Can't YouTube afford decent servers? I have a theory that YouTube doesn't stream videos as quickly if they don't have many views. Anyway, stop doing that, please. Your locust mask is cute, but I'd much rather see the question in print. And no, I can't remember what it is from the last podcast because I have very bad whatever that thing is where you remember stuff.
Lol.
Gears 3 is glorious, and the only thing
can you
more...
believe Duke is saying that? Can you believe that?
I can. It's a good game. He says, and the only thing more glorious than Gears itself is playing Gears with a critically acclaimed writer. That's right. Me and Tom B have been gearing it up, and no, I'm not stalking him. All those photos on my wall are just He says, all the photos on my wall are just, well, it's hard to explain without sounding creepy. Someday I'll tell you about the shrine I made to James Martin, the meteorologist in Gainesville, Florida.
I can just imagine Duke when he's playing Horde and he's just like a little kid following around Tom Bissell.
Tom stood behind him.
Oh, that's lovely shooting, Tom. Look at how straight you shot that locust.
Page 14, you said that Fallout was like a new experience. Tell us about that. Yeah. Bless him.
He goes on.
See my active reload, Tom.
He goes on. Says, my girl has a fat neck. Not sure you want to be saying that out loud. I'm sending Fable 3 back. I just don't give a toss. When I think RPG, I do not think of that hand-holding, hubbub world, teleporting, dog-following, dumb, stupid thing. I'll just play Baldur's Gate 2 until Skyrim comes out. Oh, baby. If even Shinny likes it, you know it's going to be good. Well, I guess that's about it from Planet Duke. Yes, it is Planet Duke. Greg, write to veteran gamers again so I can do another French accent. No, you bastard. Viva Charles de Gaulle. Oh, yeah. Difficulty level, meh. I started off on normal. Then if it's too annoying, I switch to easy. Anyone who wishes to call me names because I want something relaxing in the evenings is invited to teach all of my classes for 2 days, and then we'll chat. Bastards. Duke, P.S., that's a 30 Rock reference. Duke, thank you. You know, and I'm kind of with Duke on the normal difficulty level. I usually jump into normal, and
yeah.
I think the only times I really try to crank up difficulty level, it is a little bit achievement related.
Sometimes, yeah.
But I really don't care. Like, if it's you'll get 50 extra gamer score for completing it on hardcore versus normal, I'm not too bothered about that. But when there are games that give you 10 extra achievement points for each chapter per difficulty level, those usually suck me into trying to play it harder.
So, well, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. But, I mean, recently I tried to play Black Ops on Veteran, and I used to play Call of Duty 2 and 3 and 4 and World at War on Veteran, and I just... In fact, it's the first one I haven't finished on Veteran, and I just cannot be bothered. I just played it and I went, forget this. I just can't be bothered. I don't know. I don't know. I think I've just... I've got less time to get... Life's hard enough.
It is hard enough.
I don't need shit to be hard.
Yeah, I mean, for me, really, I like the fact that I can adjust the difficulty level and see the entire story. You know, I like to see the fruits of labor that the developers went through.
I played God of War on easy, like, and I love that game. You know, because
playing it on easy made it even more fun.
Yeah, I mean, it was still like slightly challenging. It wasn't too hard. I don't really remember dying a lot, but I just, you know, felt like playing it on easy.
Okay. You know, I wanted to share this next message, and it's from new listener and new forum member over at Gate. Shinyverse, also known first name Jason.
Jason.
And he sent me this message, and it was one of those things that honestly, it reminds me and quite honestly made me realize just how much I love doing this podcast and kind of some of the reasons why.
Did he say this? Can I wear your skin, Greg?
Almost. No, he said, Greg, I listened to your podcast last night. First, happy birthday and happy anniversary to you and your wife. Second, mm-hmm. thanks for a shout-out on your show. You made this 38-year-old geek grin like, well, I don't know, but I grinned a lot, so thanks. I don't know.
Cheshire cat, Jason. That would have done.
I don't know if you've read my intro post on the forum, but it kind of explains that part of the reason I thought this community fit me well was because of the OC podcast and the Meet the Staff post. Hearing the podcast and reading about the staff made me feel like there are people just like me out there. It's a whole lot of fun listening to a group of friends hang out and talk about games. I even downloaded a bunch of shows to listen to while I was traveling. It was just great. My wife is starting to get into gaming, and even she was interested in the podcast. So thanks on so many levels. Thanks for all your contributions to Gate. You are always welcome to my Xbox Live party. See you soon around the community. Jason.
I'll take you up on that, Chase.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll invite his party. Go, Jason. I just constantly do that.
No, you get a bust in there and, Jason.
Jason, yeah. Jason, isn't that funny, Jason? Ha ha, say they fucked your name up. Yeah, don't worry, I'll be back tomorrow.
And now Shinyverse is going to a new community, but...
Yes,
I liked hearing that. It was nice.
Yeah,
it was very nice.
It is nice to know that people listen and like it.
Yeah.
Yay.
Well, hey, we'll talk about question for show 137 right now. So, Duke, if you're listening to this...
Remember.
Yeah, remember. And I will try to remember, or maybe Rich can remember. We'll post this up on Twitter as well, so maybe, Duke, you'll see it there in print as well, because I'm probably making another video. Just saying.
What is this video that he was talking about?
I'm using the Kinect avatar to do our question of the week.
Where?
Little YouTube video on the Gate forums. Go to the question of the week. Can't believe you haven't seen it yet, Mike.
I don't know.
You would be thrilled with my directing capabilities.
It's even on the dark and dusty website that is the Overseas Connection.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it?
It's everywhere. Yeah. It is everywhere. It's invading. So here's the question for next week. With the surprising announcement, or many would say not so surprising announcement, of Syndicate, it got me thinking, how much time is good in terms of lead up and hype? So Syndicate, as some of you may or may not know, was basically just announced, and yet it's coming out this January. Mm-hmm. So not a lot of time to hype up to the game, but part of me thinks maybe that's a good thing. Maybe companies should be a little more secretive and hold back, and then once the game's pretty much getting close to being done, announce it.
I was just going to say something then, and then I realized that's next week's question.
What is a proper lead-up time? Is it 6 months? Is it 12 months? Is it 2 years?
Yeah. Do you want to know about the game as soon as they start making it, or do you want to know 3 months before they release it? Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. So let us know. And, of course, you can send it into all the normal things, the emails, the Twitters, and, of course, the forums. So with that said and done, Chris, I'm turning things over to you. Take us into community play dates.
That's when the show just goes to hell. Anyway, play dates. Sunday. The Formula One 2011 championship continues with Melbourne and Kuala Lumpur. And at 6 p.m., Left 4 Dead with the Play Vault. That's 6 p.m. in England. And at 3 p.m. in England. Something's not right there. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't read. Let me back up here.
It's okay.
All right. 6 p.m. in the UK is when the F1 2011 event begins. Melbourne and Kuala Lumpur. Be there. At 3 p.m. in the UK, traveling backwards in time, because that's what we do, Left 4 Dead with the Play Vault. So if you want to play some Left 4 Dead, 3 p.m. in the UK. Which is 7 a.m. on the West Coast, so I don't think Greg will be there.
I will definitely be be thinking about that in my dreams.
No, no Veteran Gamers event.
The thing is, we usually record the Veteran Gamers podcast on a Monday. VeteranGamers.co.uk. If you go there, it's great.
Yes.
But the thing is, Stu's internet fucked right up when we went to record. So we're recording on Thursday. So I have no idea what the Veteran Gamers.
So that's a long way of saying you're on your ass. Okay, got it. Happy birthday this week to Parsnip Nose 3000, Sandman 71, Sooner Proud.
Oh dear.
E for life, 60 double E for life, electrical engineer maybe, double E for life, way to go. Ensign Dead Meat, that's one gamer tag. I'm sorry.
You should be sorry.
Apparently my brain has left the building. And welcome to November's Van Man 68, just you this week, all alone on the mountaintop. And now that I've ruined the entire show, I'm going to go back in my corner.
Thanks, Chris. iTunes reviews and Zune reviews, certainly we love them. And given the glowing feedback we're now getting from the community, I expect to see more iTunes and Zune reviews popping up. I expect but may not get. But anyway, yeah.
It would be lovely.
It would be lovely because the more we get, the higher up we go, the more people get to listen to us, the bigger the community grows, and eventually we will all prosper somehow.
Yeah.
Mike, if they're going to send us an email, though, maybe to answer that question of the show, question of the week for show 137, where would they send that to?
Well, if they want to answer the question about, you know, is a game announced too early, too late, blah, 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 they should email ocpodcast@gmail.com. That's ocpodcast@gmail.com. When I say at, I don't mean the word at, Greg. This is the internet now. I mean that weird A symbol. That is referred to as an at. I have no idea why.
Okay. But it is. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for clarifying.
They get confused with the at part of the email.
Confusion happens often, especially when it comes to this show. Rich, just to confuse things even more, that Twitter thing that you love so much.
Twitter? What the hell is that?
Well, Mike, it's somewhere else that you can find a lot of at signs. Yes, so that would be at @OC_podcast.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I think at this point we really should just wrap this show up. So, Chris, why not start with you shouting closing comments?
I guess the least amount of time between when I start messing the show up and when I finish is best, so I should go first. I'm going to shout out Stickman. Why am I shouting out Stickman? Because he's the man. And also because he told Greg to shout himself out. So well done, Stick. I'm sure there's no kind of weirdness in that.
Nicely played. Nicely played.
That's me done.
Okay.
Mike.
Yes, shout outs. I'm going to shout out my mother. It was her birthday on Sunday, so I'll shout out to my mom. And also shout out to Virgin Interactive Entertainment. They were a game company that was founded in 1981 till 2001, Greg. And they made one of, not I wouldn't say my favorite games, but I played it a lot. It was called Jimmy White's Cue Balls 2. It was a snooker game, and I've just found it.
Snooker, right.
And I found it, right, buried in under all these CDs. And I was like, yes, I'll play that tonight. And then I opened the case, and it's got all this weird shit all over the disc. So that's what I've been doing. I've been cleaning all the stuff on the disc, and hopefully it'll work. And good. Virgin made it. So
good to see you're paying attention.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to see if it works. And I can't wait to see. I hope it works. So I shared it to Virgin Interactive. Remember Cool Spot, Greg?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, they made that.
Oh, well, there you go.
Cool Spot. And Broken Sword, too, which was incredible. Anyway, yeah, Rich, go.
Yes, I'd like to. Firstly, I'll shout out Bongo the Sane, because Firstly, I met him at Eurogamer, and crazy guy.
He's crazy.
But also, as well, he jumped in right as I was hitting the climax of Gears of War 3 campaign. And I felt so sorry for him, because all he's done is been bobbing around different people's games.
Oh, yeah, he told me that. He's like, I've completed the game. I've completed the game, but I haven't started it yet.
Yeah. But bless him, he hung around and he helped me finish it at the end. And
tell
everything.
You what, that is, Bongo will do anything. Like you ask him to do something, he will do it. Like, he's a man who'll do anything for you.
Yeah, I think I heard you guys or somebody else on a different podcast saying how unannounced it is when other players come in to your campaign.
Yeah, they just sneak right in.
Well, yeah, and, I was talking last week about I was playing through the one bit where you had to blow up the thing, spoiler-free version, and all of a sudden I noticed that Jace was being exceptionally helpful running around flipping all the switches, and then I was like, oh, that's Skullduggerer.
So anyway, there was no fear of me not knowing that there was another player in anyway, because as soon as he came in, he's like, hello there, how you doing? And yeah, he was just going wappy from the beginning, and it was great because it was in right in the middle of a mad firefight, so yeah, great. Yeah,
brothers, nice till one. The end, this is it. Nice. The end. Nice. Yeah. Hello Rich. There, hutty-hoo.
Yeah, Rich came into my game and didn't say a word.
I did. I was talking to you. I was talking to you, honest.
Yeah, but
that sounds like a crazy man would say while being dragged away by too many white cats. I was talking to you.
The trouble was, when I was playing with Chris, was my son normally has no interest in shooting. He calls them shooty-shooty games.
That's weird. That, like, a young lad has no interest in that.
No, he's not bothered.
They're usually young boys are programmed to log that stuff.
Yeah, it's part of their ritual.
But that's good. Well, you know, I suppose he logs.
Yeah, but whilst I was playing with Chris, for some reason he was veering back towards the TV and everything. So I thought, right, I've got to bail out here because he's getting too much chainsaw action here. So yeah, never mind. But
turn the blood off, turn the gore off. He can play it. It's fine.
There you go.
Ah, right. Yeah. Okay. I'll try and remember to do that.
It's like a puppets.
I've stepped him up to the plate a bit because I've ordered him the first Star Wars Unleashed to see how he gets on with that.
That one's okay. Yeah. Second one is a bit rough.
Yeah. He's moving away from the Lego anyway. So yeah, it's good.
I keep telling myself I'm gonna go back and do Star Wars: The Force Unleashed on the hardest difficulty, but I don't think I am.
Nah, don't bother.
Done. Yeah, and I've just got a couple more quick ones. The Holly, you guys, free of the OC, sat playing Beast Mode the other night. Great laugh. We had a full team going, and I thoroughly enjoyed that because I'd not really had a chance to play Beast Mode. Enjoyed that.
I wish I could play Beast Mode.
It was good.
You can, Mike. You can.
It was good.
I know.
I'd like to put out a plea as well, because having now seen life through the eyes of a ticker, I'd just like everybody that's out there playing Gears of War to just, you know, think of the little guys a bit. Stop when you're playing the campaign, don't go kicking around them tickers. The poor little gits have only got so long to live, you know, and they're giving their lives for a good cause, so, yeah, spare a thought for the tickers.
Giving their life to a good cause to kill you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know.
Yeah. And two quick shout-outs as well for some top American TV that I'm watching at the minute. Just finished watching 9th episode of The Borgias. Excellent. Really enjoying it. And also Bryan Cranston, Breaking Bad. I've probably mentioned him before. Absolutely awesome actor. Brilliant. Love him to bits. That's it. There's some people that know about games that are doing Breaking Bad.
Yes,
because they've got some nice little monologues about Call of Duty and stuff like that. And where there's two crackheads, meth heads, having a conversation about what the best games are and stuff. And yeah, I found that quite entertaining. So yeah, shout out Breaking Bad. Good. Go watch it.
Okay.
That's me done. And is it Greg? Is it just you left?
It is. I am down to you, last one. Yeah, down to me. So I, too, am going to shout out Bonger the Sane. Also, The Real Defoe and David Brown. I want to give them shout-outs. Dean Riley, thank you for the donation. And just a little advice. Any gamers out there, or not even gamers, just anybody out there that wants to impress that special person, that woman in your life, the love of your life, I recommend go do a couples massage. I'm telling you right now, well worth the money spent.
Hold on a minute.
You will enjoy a day of relaxation. So for those that don't know, there are these places.
Keys in the bowl.
Everybody just relax. See, I just had my anniversary weekend. My wife and I went to a spa and got a couples massage treatment, which basically you kind of get pampered. And you both get put, you know, laid down onto massage tables.
Yeah.
And then you have, the masseuses come in and they give you a nice massage.
Yeah.
And it's just a great experience.
Wait,
and
there's no more? There's no
happy endings.
Oh,
it's all legit. But I will tell you right now, if you need to think of a gift and you're coming up with nothing, this is one of the best gifts you can give.
See, you don't think like me, Greg, because if my wife's going for a massage, I'm on the Xbox.
Yeah, so like I said, if you want to impress her, now this actually, it might impress her by sending her to a massage and you getting on the Xbox. That may be what does it.
You might lose points if you go with her.
True, this is true.
Oh, fuck it, you're coming.
Damn it.
Damn.
But if you are looking to have that special moment with your partner, then yeah, check it out. Anyway, that's me. Done. We're out of here. Go home. Get some sleep.
The music kicks in.
It does. See ya.
Peace.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
I've heard of a poo-tang boat.
Okay.
A lot of poo-tang on it.
I've heard of those boats too, but I usually don't say that in mixed company.
You've got one, Greg.
No.
Not a poo-tang boat.
I have neither. No poo-tang boat, nor poo-tang.
Why are you speaking in some kind of weird breach of
weird tongues?
I have neither. Neither a boat or putong. I neither possess. That's my story. I am sticking to it, Cindy.
She turned me into a newt. A newt.
Greg. I know you're editing this, Greg.
Alright.
Chris kept on saying your name for some reason, Greg.
Yeah. Greg, like that.
Greg.
I'm on mute.
It's not my fault.
Yes, it is.
It's not your fault.
It's always my fault.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
More importantly, though, are you both ready?
Sure.
Is there?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
That's Total Recall, Mike, but I forgive you because I think that movie is older than you.
I've seen it, but wasn't crazy about it.
Was it created before you were born?
I don't know, but I always do. I want to live to the moment where we live on Mars. I hope I live to that day in 2030.
I think it's highly unlikely.
Not likely.
Yeah, I think we're.
See, I can't wait for 2015 when we get hoverboards, and then I can die.
Looks like it got punctured somehow or something. I don't know. The disc is fine. That's the important part.
Shit. The bust.
I know. Sons of bitches. All right, what are we doing? News. Here we go.
I can't even contemplate getting the new game at the moment. Like, oh, God. Just couldn't even think about it.
Birthday money. That's why
I... Yeah, I know. But it's not the money, it's the time.
Yeah, no, I hear you there. The time is...
So, I can't even play the Xbox. So...
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Anyway, quiz, Greg.
News quiz. Yeah. Chris, you're up first. Are you ready, my friend?
He's fine-tuning the show.
We lost Chris.
Are we really?
Yeah. And Primrose just showed up. How funny.
Oh, it's all right. You can come in the quiz.
I just now realized Primrose's picture is his face on the Borderlands character.
Really?
Jesus. Yes. Good to have you back.
Holy buckets, Primrose. Are you done?
I want to say that's Mike.
Yeah, that is Mike.
Put false teeth back in.
Fine.
All right, here we go. Really, Mike? For fuck's sake. If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Videos are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.